Together. Oh, Surprise, surprise. Well, it's going to be a very short prayer meeting because I just found out that I'm going to be doing it. So let's just open up a psalm. And let's go to Psalm 34. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall magnify her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. That verse 7 was one that I've highlighted, and that's a verse that I carry with me, that I know that the angel of the Lord is encamping around me. Means, and it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth. So he encampeth where the trouble is coming from. So sometime he's over here and sometime he's over there. He's camping around me. But he knows where the trouble is coming from. And I just praise God that if we're the ones that fear the Lord, that the angel is there to take care of us and to deliver us. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And this is something that some people resist in talking about the fear of the Lord. They don't want to talk about that. They want God to be a lovey-dovey daddy kind of thing, that and there shouldn't be any fear. But it's just a respect of him, that we honor him, that he is the creator of all things. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And we need that in these days. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. That's something that I've really had to struggle with just in the last year, especially. And this verse has really spoken to me in the last few months. But just anything that you say, just make sure there isn't guile in it, that you're not kind of like doing the poke. You're saying something, but you're saying something else. Is kind of how I think of guile. Just speak truth all the time and keep your tongue from evil. And that is, we have to guard our mouths, that we're not speaking evil against ourselves, we're not speaking evil against others, that we are always speaking truth. Verse 14 says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I love those verses that say, delivereth him out of them all, or they have all attached to them. One verse in Corinthians 13 that says, love conquer, or let's just go there. Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians. At the end, where it says, verse 7 or verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things. And that's where the all comes in. Love bears all things. It believeth all things. And that's an incredible word there, that if we love, that when you think of God's relationship with us, that he believes all the time. We say, we confess our sins, we say, Lord, we want to follow you. Yes, I believe you. I believe you. Come on, follow me. And he believes that that is a desire of our heart. He beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. That's another all or never. And charity never fails. Love never fails. It's another word for charity. And I am reminded of that. Every day I just say, I am going to learn more love today. I am going to learn to love people more and more every day. I'm going to learn to love God more and more every day. I'm going to learn to love my wife more and more every day. I'm going to learn to love myself more every day. Because I know that love never fails. And so I have that promise. I can't fail. And love isn't going to fail in any situation that I face, because I approach it with love, and therefore it can't fail. And whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And I'm just going to go back to Psalms 34. And Where did we leave off? Round 17, 18, 19, right? Verse 19 again, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. And I say, Lord, keep all of our bones, Lord. Keep it. Keep us from evil. Keep us from everything that would want to harm us. Keep us from everything that would want to break our bones or would want to come against us. I thank you that the angel of the Lord is encamped around us and surrounds us. I thank you, Lord, that he is our peace, that he fights against everything that comes against us. We approach everything in love. We believe all things, we hope all things, and we endure all things because we know that love never fails. So we just thank you for these things. And we want to, I'll just continue reading to the end. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. So just think of those that hate the righteous. If there's any in our society right now, they will be desolate. That is a promise. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So we will not be desolate because we trust in the Lord. Let's just pray for our pastors there in Toronto. Also pray for the service coming up this Sunday, that the Holy Spirit would just have his way, that he would invade our lives completely, that we would be in the center of his will, that his will would be done in our church and in the earth, in Manitoba, in Winnipeg, as it is in heaven. So let's just take this time to, first of all, let's pray for the pastors.
Spiritual children, I thank you, Father, that you are keeping each one that trusts in you, that fears the Lord. Thank you, Father, that they shall not be found desolate, but we will be prosperous in all things. Jesus, mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Next, let's just pray, and we're going to make it a sharing night. So I'm going to give it to Lindsay here. Pray for the services.
We praise you, Lord. Kiyaraboshu kusatiyeribeshe ketiyaramasha kalasatiyeribeshe kesete. Kia la mofo kuala shatiere che kia la motoro wo shokula katiere tiara mo shoku sakala te. Kia la mofo kuarebe che tiara mashaka satiere che kia sate. Tiara moshokula kasa tiare besheke se tiara mashaka sate niara bashaka sa. We command every opposing spirit, every evil and wicked spirit that wants to come against all services, in the name of Jesus, every distracting spirit, every spirit of the wicked one that is trying to infiltrate his plans in every service, in every part of the church, in the name of Jesus, we command you to leave. You are desolate. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will have no part in any service of Glory and Peace Church. You will have no part here. You have no place here. Thank you, God, that your glory and your peace is manifested, Father God, in this church. Thank you, Father God, we give this service to you, Father, on Sunday, God. Each service to you, Father, every part of it, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you, Lord, like never before, God, we flow with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your manifested glory in this place, Father. Thank you, Father, for your manifested glory in this place. Thank you for your glory in this place, Father. Thank you for your glory in this place, Father. Thank you that your glory is in this place, Father. Thank you for your manifested glory, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father, that you lead the services how you want to lead them, Father. We give them to you, Father. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord, in every part of the service. We worship your name, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for things we've never seen, things we've never heard, things that we've never thought of, Father God, happening in these services. Thank you for the anointing, Father, you've put on Apostle and Mom, Father. Thank you that anointing flows in every service. Thank you that there is nothing coming against their anointing, Father God, of what you've put in them, Father. Thank you. There is no bitterness, Father, in anyone. There is no hardness in any heart. Thank you, Father in heaven, Lord, that we are complete receivers of what you've given us, Father God. Thank you for the natural flow, Father, from your throne room, Lord, through the instruments, Lord, that you have put over us, Father God. Lord, we're grateful for them, Father. Thank you. There is a natural flow. There is a natural flow. There is a natural flow. There is a natural flow, Father, like never before. Thank you, Father. There is just peace upon them, Father God. Your hand is upon the entire service, Lord. Thank you. There is peace, and there is just laughter in your goodness, Father, and in your glory, Father. Thank you, Lord, that there is fellowship and there is just peace, Father, in this place, and your glory is manifest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lynn. And a surprise one, Todd. Gonna ask you to just pray. Just whatever's on your heart.
I thank God for Glory and the Peace Church. We pray to Father God to keep this church strong and guided with the right words and the right feelings for the community and for the world. I pray for each one of us to be able to take the words that we learn each service and be able to put them into our daily life and to connect with other people. I pray that being saved means I am to serve. Why we go to church each week is to get filled up with the Word of God and to go out each week and deliver the message to the community and the world. I pray that we all have strength and confidence against the evil forces that are trying to hold us back from connecting to other people that are hurting and lost. I thank Byron for giving a microphone to be able to say a word, because I was really feeling I wanted to say a word. Thank you, Brother Byron, and thank you, Sister Lindsay, for all that you do in this church, and same with Brother James and Paul. I thank you for Catherine. I thank you all for letting me be here today too as well to connect with you guys. And thank you, Byron, once again. Amen.
Thanks. And a closing prayer. James.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, as we are gathered here to worship you, to glorify your name, Lord, I thank you for every family members in this church, oh Lord. Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, oh Lord. Lord, I give you the honor. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy that is upon us, oh Lord. Nobody is sick among us. We are all healthy and wealthy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare your goodness over our lives, O Lord. I declare your favor over our lives, O Lord. Father, thank you for blessing us in our going out, our coming in. Lord, I thank you for your favor, O Lord. I give you all the praise, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Okay, Sherry.
Hallelujah, Father, we give you praise. May our praise be continually in our mouths. Praise for you, praise for your goodness, praise because you are in control. You have told your people you've got this. Hallelujah. Nothing surprises you. You have told us this is a setup for the church, for the mighty church. Father, we just speak hope over your people. We speak joy over your people. We speak expectation because the greater is yet to come. And we are closer to it today than we have ever been. Hallelujah. As darkness seems to surround us, you are building up your church. You are doing it. It is a supernatural thing. So we do not see it with our eyes, but we declare it according to your word. We declare it because you have said that this church will be without spot or wrinkle. We will be a mighty force. Father, we lift up our city to you. There is an election, and you know all about it. You have already chosen who is the one that should get in. And we declare a righteous leader in this city. We declare every seat must be cleansed. And Father, for those who are trying to get in the back door, those that you have already declared that they are not to be leaders in this city, and they have been dealt with before, but the enemy is trying to put them in place, we say, the Lord's will be done. Take care of it, Father. Hallelujah. We say, no, you may not come again where the Lord has said it is not for you. The Lord has, Lord, you told us before when it was time for someone to leave. And you did not tell us that they should come back. Thank you, Father. We say, thy will be done. And we lift up this country. Father, we thank you that you see everything. You see every meeting. You see every memo. You see every thing that is spoken that is guile. It is called truth, but it is not truth. It is a lie. And Father, we thank you that you've got it. That at the right time, it will be exposed. That things are falling apart in the enemy's camp. We say the evil are, there is confusion. They will come in against each other and they will destroy themselves. We do not have to destroy them. They will destroy themselves according to your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, we just pray that many eyes will be opened and many hearts will be opened and many people that may be fearful or confused will start crying out. We'll start crying out to you, Father. We'll start saying, God, help. And they will run. They will run to where they know the word is being preached. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare this country will be used for the healing of nations. Hallelujah. And we know that our pastors will be used mightily because the word has been spoken. This church will be a great part of the work that is done in Canada. And Father, we say your grace, your grace, your grace upon your people, your grace upon pastors, because only through you can it be accomplished. We know very well it is not of us, but we thank you, Father, that your goodness abides, that your love never fails, that your people will not be desolate. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. You are the mighty one, the mighty God of Israel, the mighty God of Winnipeg, the mighty God of Glory and Peace Church. Hallelujah.
Paul. And then we'll have Catherine.
Thank you, Father, for your love that's upon us. Thank you, Father, that you have saved us from this world, Father God. Not just from this world, but from the evil that is surrounding us. Thank you that you are there all the time. I thank you that you are so good and loving. Thank you for the joy that you have set in us, the victory that you have given us. Thank you, Father God, that you are awesome, that everything that you do is great. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for saving the people in this community. Thank you, Father God, for being a light in this community. Thank you, Father God, that you are saving people around here. They need you more and more every day. We bind that darkness right now, and we command light to come into their hearts, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for your love upon them. Father God, I just pray that you show your love more and more in this community, each and every one of them. We are a light in here, and we pray, Father God, that they will enter this place. They would ask questions, Father God, because they need to know. They need to know something. They need to know about you, Jesus. They need to know that you love them and that they need to have you in their heart, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I pray that this church will be filled with these people, filled with people that want to love you, that want to learn more about you, that your strength will be in them and that they will bring more, that it will increase. Thank you, Father God, that we can rest in you. These days, this is a month of rest. And I thank you that we have everything in you already and that we do not need to be afraid. We do not need to be anxious about anything except that we need to love you and to trust in you and to do your will. We pray, Father God, that we will understand more about that, that we will get into the depths that are included into these things, Father God, things that we don't know, that we don't understand, that we will receive even though we don't understand, because that's how awesome you are, Father God. Bless you, Father God. We thank you again. We thank you for your love and for everything that you're going to do this Sunday and in the coming weeks. pray for the pastors, that they will have good success where they're going. I pray for growth in the church in Toronto. I pray for revelation in Toronto. I pray for your love to sit upon the people in a mighty way, that people will see the love of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for all the prayers that have been prayed tonight. We agree with them, Father, and we just come to you thanking you for the answers. For we know, Lord, that you do exceedingly abundantly above we could ever think or ask, that nothing is impossible to you, for all things are possible to those who believe. We thank you that we have the faith of Jesus Christ at Glory and Peace, that you have put your fear into each one of us, so we'll never depart from you. We thank you that everyone at Glory and Peace is blessed and highly favored of you, that the angel of the Lord encamps around the people at Glory and Peace and their families, protecting them and delivering them from every evil. For we declare your bloodline around every member and every family member at Glory and Peace, and the enemy can't cross that bloodline. If he tries to cross it, he is sanctified by your blood. We thank you that all your promises to us, Lord, are yes and amen. We thank you we're standing on the promises and the word of God, for your word has gone forth tonight. For we have declared and decreed, and you said it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching the people at Glory and Peace, that healing rivers flow here. You know everyone that needs your healing touch, and we have declared that by your stripes they are healed, restored, and made whole. We have declared that household salvation has come to every member at Glory and Peace, and out into the streets of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and our great nation of Canada. For you love Canada so much. We declare our nation is a blessed nation, a righteous nation, a godly nation, with a godly leader as our prime minister, and a godly deputy prime minister, and godly mayors and premiers. For we declare that people have come to repentance. For you said you're faithful and just, that as we repent, you would forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we thank you for touching us, Lord, touching Winnipeg, touching our nation, and bringing people back, bringing people to repentance. We declare no more woke culture. People have woke up to the truth that Jesus, you are Lord, and they need you. They need you. They recognize and receive your love tonight, Lord. We thank you for miracle after miracle in the hospitals tonight and the ICUs. Lord, that there are miracles taking place, for your resurrection life is flowing into our hospitals and our ICUs and unto people on their deathbeds, and you're raising them up tonight in newness of life, and they know it's you, Jesus. They recognize that. Father, we thank you, your blessing, for you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees and provides that glory and peace, that every need here and the people that are here, the jobs that have been met, the finances that have come in, the mortgage and the debts that have been canceled, and every need at Glory and Peace has been provided, every need paid in full, every need blessed. Lord, every person blessed, we walk in the blessing of Abraham. We thank you, Father, today that you're ruling and reigning over this conference in Pakistan, that you love Pakistan so much, and that people are falling to their knees and repenting and coming to you in Pakistan, that all Pakistan will be saved, that there's an open door in Pakistan, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everyone in Pakistan, Father, that they belong to you and the nations of the world, Lord God, today. So, Father, we want to say thank you today for answering our prayers. For we know if we ask anything according to your will, Father, you hear and you answer us. And if you hear and answer us, we know that we have the petitions we've asked of you, and that we can come with boldness to receive mercy and grace in time of need. We thank you that your mercy has been extended over our nation tonight, over the nation of Canada. We thank you, mercy
mercy over the United States of America and over Israel tonight. We thank you, Lord, you're a merciful God, and we recognize the goodness of God in the land of the living, and your goodness has not only run after us and pursued us, but we're in the goodness of God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all these answers to prayer. You know the spoken and the unspoken ones at Glory and Peace, but we thank you. You've answered them, Lord. You've answered. So we say thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord, and we cast all the crowns and the trophies at your feet. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, through you, precious Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chris.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a good God, that you are a God of purpose, a God of destiny. Thank you, Lord, that your word does not return void, that every word that you speak over Glory and Peace was sent forth for a purpose, and that purpose comes to pass. Lord, the words that you've given to us, victory, acceleration, expansion, increase, overflow, rest, renewal, restoration, refreshment, and new beginnings. Lord, we thank you that it is done. It was done before you even said it, before you even proclaimed it. Lord, there are more words that you have for this church, for our pastors. Thank you, Lord, that they come to pass. They come to pass quickly. We just praise you, Lord, for the work that you are doing. It is only by you. Thank you, Lord, that when people look at us, when they look at Glory and Peace, when they look at our family, they say, only God. I need to know this God. Lord, that they run to this house, that they run to you. They say, yes, Jesus, yes, take me. Lord, I am yours. Thank you, Lord, that you are just completely filling us up with you. Your Holy Spirit, it overcomes us. Thank you, Lord, that we only go forth in your might. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us tonight, that you are with Apostle and Pastor Maria, that you are with the Toronto Church. Lord, just completely strengthen us, grace us, and just thank you, Lord, for all that you continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I just pray for everybody here that they'll be healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And remember what Jesus said, it is finished. Amen.
Amen. It is finished. I appreciated all the prayers, hearing everyone pray. I think it's so important to hear each one pray. And that just lifted my spirits. Yes. And so I assume there's no one on Zoom. And I thank you for coming tonight. And our next meeting is Sunday morning. And offering. Now we'll just receive offerings. And then we're dismissed.
With acknowledging God and not leaning on your own understanding.
When you lean on your own understanding, you live in fear. You cannot give, you cannot release anything because you are afraid giving will make you less. No, giving makes you greater.